Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Oh, tightening the clamp on a water hose?
Oh, this is my new friend, Carrie Hathaway. She just moved into the neighborhood. This is my brother, Greg. I'm pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
Come on, meet everybody else. I'd like you to meet my mother and Cindy and Bobby. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mrs. Brady.
Would you girls like something to eat?
Well, I'm not really hungry, thank you. Me either. We're going to go up to my room and do some homework anyways.
Good.
It was nice meeting all of you. See you later.
Okay, honey.
Bye. Oh, Peter, this is my new friend, Carrie Hathaway. This is my brother, Peter. Hi.
Pleased to meet me.
Jan, can I talk to you?
Sure,
but make it quick. I've got a lot of homework. Marcia, could we have some privacy?
Hey, sounds pretty confidential.
It is.
Then I wouldn't dream of leaving.
Well, come on, Peter, what is it?
Marcia, please.
Oh, come on, Pete, I won't blab, I promise.
Well, I guess it's okay. What it is, well, it's sort of about Carrie Hathaway.
Who's Carrie Hathaway?
Well, she's my new classmate. What about her, Peter?
Well, I was wondering if, you know, if she'd like to go to a movie or something with me.
Well, how should I know? Why don't you ask her?
But what if she turns me down?
Why would she turn you down? You're a nice guy.
Yeah, all the girls in school think you're cute.
They do?
Sure. You've got a great personality and you're not so fun to be with.
That's right. You're kind and very considerate of people.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, go phone her. Her number's in the book downstairs.
Okay, I will. This is gonna be the most important phone call I've ever made in my whole entire life.
Hello?
Carrie?
This is Carrie.
Hi, this is Pete.
Pete who?
Peter Brady. You met me this afternoon. I'm Jan's brother.
Oh, you must be the cute little one with the freckles.
No, that's my brother Bobby.
Oh, then you're the groovy-looking guy who was fixing the car.
No, that's my brother Greg.
Then which one are you?
I'm the one who better say goodbye. Goodbye.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, how come you're so dressed up? Trying to get thrown out of school?
I'm trying to sort of, you know, impress a certain girl. And I was wondering...
Yeah? Wondering what?
Dad, can I borrow some aftershave lotion?
Did you shave?
Do you have to shave to use aftershave lotion?
Well, come to think of it, no. I got just a thing for you back here.
She's really something special, so I thought I'd better look special. And smell special, too.
Now, listen, Peter. If you want to impress her, you use just a little of this.
How come just a little?
Well, like it says in the TV commercial, if you use a lot, you're going to have to fight off women with a whip and a chair.
Well, since I just met her, maybe I should start slow. And build.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
Hey, that smells good. Insurance. Small world.
Hi.
Don't you recognize me? I'm Jan's brother, Pete.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must have been the boy who called last night.
Yeah.
I've met so many new kids in school, I can't keep them straight.
That's okay. Oh, yeah, aftershave lotion. You like it, huh?
Do you shave?
Oh, yeah, all the time. My dad and I use the same brand. Let me carry your books.
That's okay. I can...
Gee, I'm sorry. Let me wipe them off.
Don't bother.
I insist. Here, hold these. I'll get them real clean. Wow.
Look what you've done.
Can I do anything right?
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Gosh.
Hey, that's some special kiss.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I did. Uh-oh. You got something to tell me, don't you?
Yeah. Guess where we're going Friday night?
The new play. You got tickets?
Yeah, I got tickets.
Hey, great.
But no. To the play. I have got tickets to that modern art show I mentioned.
Oh, honey, come on. Not another show where a soup can crushed wins first prize.
Oh, Mike, I had to buy the tickets. It's for charity.
Couldn't we stay home and crush our own soup cans?
Oh, Mike, they'll be expecting us.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Pete.
Hi. Hey, what's the matter? Oh, didn't the shaving lotion work?
Well, it smelled okay. But I sure stunk it up. I can't even talk to her.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't get uptight about it. Listen, do you know that when I was your age, I had exactly the same problem with a girl?
You did?
Yes, I did. And Polly Ledbetter.
Polly Ledbetter?
That was her name. And every time I got within 10 feet of that girl, I got a knot in my tongue I could have won a merit badge with.
What'd you do about it?
Well, I just figured if I couldn't say what I wanted to, I could always write it, you see. So I wrote her a letter.
A letter, huh?
Uh-huh. That way, you know, you can take your time and think about what you're going to say.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Dad.
Sure.
Trying to write a letter or start a paper drive?
It's a tough letter to write, Alice. I don't want it to sound corny.
What? Want to try it out on me?
Okay. Dear Carrie.
Yeah?
That's it. That's where I get stuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, that first line is always the toughest, yeah.
I just don't know what to say.
Well, why don't you try something poetic, like, how do I love thee... Let me count the ways.
Great. Give it to me again. Slow.
How do I love thee?
Equals.
What'd you say?
Who?
Carrie Hathaway. What'd you say?
About what?
About me.
Peter, we've got a communication gap going. What are you talking about?
I wrote Carrie a letter and I slipped it into her locker. I want to know what she said about it.
Oh, was it a gooey love letter?
Yeah, did she mention it?
She mentioned it.
Well, what'd she say?
She said it was beautifully written.
Yeah?
Super poetic and fantastic. fantastic.
What else did you say?
That the dum-dum who wrote it forgot to sign his name.
Oh, no. How could I be so stupid?
You must practice a lot.
It's the perfect plan, and you're the perfect guy.
No way, Pete. No way. Where'd you get this weird idea?
From this copy of Cyrano de Bergerac. Marsh put me onto it. It's great. It's about this guy with a big nose, and he's in love with this girl named Roxanne.
Peter, I know the story.
He's shy, see? So he hides in some bushes and has this other guy say the words.
I said I know the story.
All I'm asking you to do is hide in the bushes like Cyrano did, and you feed me the right words. When it comes to smooth-talking the girls, everybody says you're the greatest.
Yeah? Everybody says that?
Everybody. They call you Old Silver Tongue.
They do.
Why, you're a legend in your own time.
How about that?
I really need help from an expert like you.
Well, okay, we'll try it. If Cyrano could do it, so can Old Silver Tongue. That's it. Okay. Quiet right there.
Now, you sure I look okay?
Peter, you look fine.
My hair? Does my hair look okay?
After 20 minutes with Mom's hair dryer, you couldn't look any better.
You sure you thought up some real poetic stuff?
My stuff is even better than Cyrano's. Remember your first line?
Yeah. Well, here goes. Hello, lovely one.
Peter? Is that you?
Yeah. Could I talk to you? It's important.
I guess so. Come around to the front.
No, wait. I get...
I want to see you here, where your lovely hair outshines the moonbeams.
I want to see you here, where your lovely hair outshines the moonbeams.
Peter, are you feeling okay?
How could I feel otherwise, when I'm so close to your beauty?
How could I feel otherwise, when I'm so close to your beauty?
I've never seen you act like this before.
I'm not acting. It's true love from the first time I saw you.
I'm not acting. It's true love from the first time I saw you.
Peter, why are you standing all the way over there?
Why am I standing over here?
Distance lends enchantment.
Distance lends enchantment? What in the world is going on out there?
Just take what I have to offer. The rainbows, the sunlight, my life, the world.
Take my rainbows and sunlit life.
That's not what I said.
Sunlit rain and...
For crying out loud, will you listen?
She's gone.
I blew it again.
Peter, what's going on out here?
Hello, lovely one.
Greg. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, he just... I can explain everything.
Yeah, he can explain.
No. You don't have to explain. I understand everything now. Oh, it's just like Cyrano. Don't be shy, Greg. You don't have to use Peter to speak for you.
Peter!
I forgot to show you this.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the brochure for the art show Friday night. I thought you'd like to see some of the paintings that are going to be exhibited.
I'm sure those are paintings. Looks more like a tablecloth after a spaghetti festival.
Boy, do I have a rat for a brother.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with you?
Greg just hijacked my girl.
Huh?
What do you mean?
He was supposed to help me impress Carrie, not himself. She's flipped over him.
Well, where's Greg?
With Carrie. She was hanging all over him.
Well, what'd you do about it?
I left. What should I do? Take pictures?
Thanks for splitting and leaving me stuck with your girl.
Oh, you really look like you were in pain. Thanks for stealing Carrie.
I didn't steal her.
Oh, then you just borrowed her without permission.
Hold it, Juju. Now, wait a minute, Greg. What happened?
Dad, the whole thing was a big mistake. I tried to straighten it out, but Carrie wouldn't listen to a word I said.
I bet you did.
Look, pal, I can't help it.
Oh, forget about it. Good night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Good night, Greg.
Good night. Peter, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, a guy can't always get a girl to like him. Maybe you ought to forget about this girl for now.
Honey, there are a lot of other fish in the sea.
I know. But I got Moby Dick for a brother. Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
And I'd say we needed 2 pounds of rice.
2 pounds of rice. Is that it, Alice?
Except for some cake mix. I thought I'd make Peter a nice, gooey cake to help glue back together his poor broken heart.
Alice, you're the dear Abby of the kitchen.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Alice.
Hi, sweetheart. How was school today?
It was better in the afternoon than it was in the morning.
Oh, why's that?
I get out in the afternoon.
So, has anybody seen my blue sweater?
Not since I washed it.
Oh, I know where it is.
Where?
Jen lent it to Carrie Hathaway.
Carrie, what for?
For measurements. Carrie's knitting you a new one. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Not anymore.
Say, I almost forgot. Carrie dropped by and left this for you. Homemade fudge.
Oh, this is really getting to bug me. I gotta do something about that girl.
If you don't like her anymore, can I have the fudge? Neat, huh?
You're lucky you're young, Bobby.
I think it just needs new brushes.
Stay away from women, kid. They'll break your heart every time.
What are you talking about?
You're too young to understand.
Peter, Pete, I got a great idea for you.
If it's about joining the Foreign Legion, I've already thought about it.
How'd you like to get Carrie back? Now listen, I gotta...
I don't trust you. You stole my girl.
I didn't steal your girl.
You did.
If you guys are starting that again, I'm getting out of here.
Now, Pete, listen, you gotta trust me. Now, please.
Well, okay. But not around Carrie.
I won't go near Jan.
Jan?
Jan's gonna tell Carrie that nobody trusts me. That I'm a no-good, double-crossing, two-timing rat.
Oh, you mean she's gonna tell her the truth?
Yeah. No. What I mean is, after Carrie's convinced that I'm a rat fink, Jan will tell her what a great guy you are.
She will?
Sure. And Carrie will turn off of me and turn on to you.
Hey, yeah. That's a great idea. You're a pretty nice brother for a no-good, double-crossing, two-timing rat.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Greg.
Well, when does Pete take over?
How does never sound?
Never? What went wrong?
Carrie's gonna save you from your horrible self. Oh. She's gonna change you.
Terrific. Did you tell her everything?
Everything. I don't understand it. Unless she didn't believe me.
Hey, wait. Maybe that's the trouble. Maybe she didn't believe you. Maybe she has to be shown that I'm a rat fink.
But how are you gonna show her?
That's a good question. I think I've got a good answer. Hey, Mom and Dad are going to the art show tonight, right?
So?
Could you get Peter out of the house?
I guess so. What are you gonna do?
I'll explain later. Now for the other woman.
What other woman?
Has Carrie ever met Marcia?
No. What other woman?
Great. I'll invite Carrie over tonight.
What other woman?
When you put on this wig and some dark glasses, Carrie will never know who you are.
I'm not sure Carrie ever saw me.
No, we can't take any chances. It's too important to Peter.
Right. Okay. Exit Marcia Brady. Enter the other woman.
Hi, doll.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me over.
Well, I believe in spreading myself around.
Super outfit.
Oh, these are my working threads. Know what I mean?
Where's everybody else?
Out. We're all alone, kid. Groovy? Sit down. Now, I'd like to get a few things straight. The way I see it, you're crazy about me and you want to go steady, right?
Well.
Well, I got a couple rules you gotta dig.
Rules?
Rule one. You go out only with me.
Oh, I like that.
Rule two. I go out with whoever I want.
That doesn't sound fair.
What do you want? Fair or me?
Well...
Now, let me tell you about rule three.
Could we go back to rule two?
Don't move. I'll be right back.
Deb, not you again.
Greg, I have to talk to you. I might have known I'd find another woman here.
Well, you caught me at a bad time. I usually have three or four.
Greg, you've got to take me back. Give me one more chance. I'll do anything you say.
No way. Debbie, you bore me.
I'll change. I promise. Greg, maybe I should go.
Nah. Listen, stick around, kid. Watch me throw her out. Come on, loser.
Greg, if you drop me, I don't know what I'll do.
I said out.
Well, if that's art, I'm Michelangelo.
Oh, honey, stop complaining.
What is it, Alice?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think they're rehearsing a teenage soap opera.
Greg, how can you treat her like this?
Well, out with the old and in with the new.
But this girl loves you. Oh, yes. I do, I do, I do.
Listen, if you don't like it, you can leave, too.
Greg Brady, you're even worse than Jan said. I never want to see you again.
You're right, Alice. It is a soap opera.
Come on, Debbie.
Peter. Peter, you're supposed to be at the library.
I was. Marcia, what are you doing in that wig?
I'm not Marcia.
She's Debbie.
She's Debbie.
I'm Debbie. Something funny's going on. You mean something phony. That's my sister in a wig.
Your sister?
What's this all about?
We were trying to convince Carrie that I was a rat fink.
That's really dirty. Playing a trick like this on her when she really cares about you.
We're sorry, Carrie.
If a girl as wonderful as Carrie was my girl, you know how I'd treat her?
You'd what, Peter?
I'd treat her like a queen.
Peter, could I ask a favor?
Anything.
Would you walk me home?
Wow, would I?
For a minute there, I thought we blew it.
Mom, Dad, I guess we should explain.
Well, I think we understand. Good night, kids.
Good night.
Good night, Greg. Good night, Debbie.
Didn't have any dessert last night, so I think I better have two.
Two donuts?
They give you lots of energy, Mom. They give you lots of energy, Mom. And with lots of energy, you do more homework. And with lots of energy, you can do more homework. When you do more homework, you can get better grades in school. And when you do more homework, you can get better grades in school.
Well, that's a pretty convincing argument. Okay, here are two donuts. One for you. And one for your Cyrano.
Well, we figured maybe it would work for girls and it would work for donuts, too. Want a bite?